All right, on this very busy Friday, we will be talking with Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson coming up in a few minutes. Last night, the St. Clair County Board of Commissioners met. Very short agenda, but some important agenda items. Joining us right now is St. Clair County's First District Commissioner from the northwest corner of St. Clair County, Greg McConnell. Greg, good morning.
Good morning.
Appreciate you being with us this morning. Let's talk a little bit about the items on the agenda last night, the first of which involved a property transfer to the city of Port Huron.
Well, years ago, we had an old day treatment night watch building that was torn down on 10th Street, and the property's been sitting vacant for, 12 years. And the city of Port Huron had approached us. We had tried to sell it over the years and just to no avail. And it's a small parcel, 3 acres, a little bit more. And they came up with a plan where they could develop it, put some roads in, some water and sewer and utilities. And they feel they can get, up to 20 home lots on it and try to get some housing development going. And so there was just an agreement where if we can transfer ownership and once the costs have been recovered for, any infrastructure upgrades, and then we would become 50-50 partners if there was any profit to be made. And we just felt it was good. It's going to put it back on the tax rolls. It's going to, there's a lot of positive things. And that being said, it was tried to, we tried to sell it over the years and just to no avail. So I think it's just a good positive move. I think it was good James Street approached us, and it was a good idea on their part, and it's just a good joint venture, I believe.
I think so, too. This is an era in which anywhere you can find to build a new home is pretty valuable because there is a lot of demand right now for homes, and particularly new homes.
Certainly, yeah. So hopefully it can take off. Now, we're getting towards the end of the season, so, this might not be anything that takes off. I know that Kerry will be signing some papers very soon because we authorized it last night, but, they may not be shovel-ready until spring.
Right.
But at least it's a good start.
Yeah, absolutely. The other agenda item is you're going to update the emergency sirens throughout St. Clair County. And I think a lot of people hear that and they say, good, it's about time. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, there's 52 sirens. They're all private, privately owned. The county only owns one of them. We own the tower that's in Goodall's, and it was put there so that if there's something happening at the Goodall's Park, that that's a place that brings a lot of people at particular times.
Yeah.
And we just felt it was necessary. So out of these 52 sirens, we had 10 that aren't able to work at all, and there's 16 that had intermittent problems. So those 26 sites are going to be addressed with new equipment. And then the other sites have all been looked at by a company. This West Shore has evaluated every site and looked everything over. And Justin Westmiller from Emergency Management that's where this is spearheaded from. We started in January trying to get this going, but with COVID, we ran into all kinds of issues with trying to get people to go out and meet people, and some people are not working and some people are. And so it just took a long time, but we finally got the final proposals, and we're going to be able to use Homeland Security money, some grant money. So it's not going to be, it's one of those that the federal government has supplied some monies to be used, and we're using those funds for that particular purpose. So we don't often spend our money to fix other people's properties, but in this case, we think it's important that when you hit a button from dispatch, that it goes and everybody gets it at the same time.
Absolutely, no doubt about that. Greg, as Congress continues to talk about another federal stimulus plan to help with COVID, what are you hoping to see there for St. Clair County? What might the next CARES Act be able to provide St. Clair County that it needs?
Well, we're receiving some money from the CARES Act right now, and it's it's just offsetting other money. So instead of us getting our regular funds that come in, those were canceled, and then it's being replaced by the CARES Act. I'm nervous a little bit. Some of this money that comes into us, they take away $3 million, and then they give us $3 million back in another form.
Yeah.
But once you receive that $3 million or $4 million, then they tell you how you have to spend it. And that's fine, but it's hard for them to take, say, $3 million of our money that we used in general fund and give us $3 million back and tell us it has to be used just for payroll. And so there's just things that don't necessarily make a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
But at least for right now, they're not saying we're taking away $4 million and giving you $2.5 million.
There is that. In. Yeah, yeah.
So we feel that this year we're going to be fine on a budget standpoint from the money that's coming in. We're a little apprehensive with what's coming down the road, and no one knows because, you know, as a government agency, we don't create money, right? We take
right.
money.
Exactly.
So when we're collecting taxes and revenues, it just depends how they want to decide to pass them out. So it's a little unnerving, but, you know, you can have some freezes put on hiring and different things, and where you're not creating new positions and you're only replacing existing. And so I think Carrie's got a very good handle on things. She does a great job for us as our administrator. And I know she puts a ton of hours in, especially now she works there. It's not a 9-to-5 job by any means for her.
I'm sure. Well, we'll keep a close eye on what happens for the rest of this year and, of course, toward hopefully brighter skies in 2021. Greg, always appreciate you joining us. Thanks for the update.
Okay. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Take care. Bye-bye.